Representative Bryce.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. I ask the permission of the body to speak on the subject of sneak attacks and the Department of Transportation.
Without objection, sneak right upon it.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. We took an action tonight which basically was a necessary action on the one hand, but we voted on a piece of legislation that was a very questionable worth. I just urge the body that in the future, when we start deliberations relating to the Administrative Procedures Act, that we give it more than just one hearing, and that in this body, and that we take an understanding of what the Administrative Procedures Act is. Basically, what it does is it protects us, and it protects the public of Alaska from arbitrary acts of the administration. Basically, it is to us what the open meetings law is to the journalism profession in this state, and that exempting departments such as we have tonight leaves us in a very untenable position if the department so chooses to make some very, shall we say, unscrupulous acts. I fully intend on addressing, working on this over the interim, and making sure that those people who are considered general aviation users of the international airports of this state are protected. Tonight, what we did is we just left their hinies out hanging in the wind, and something needs to be done about it. Thank you.
Representative Gerstendorf.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. On the same subject.
Without objection, you have the floor.
At this time of year, normally I try not to say too much, and yesterday when that bill appeared upon the calendar, after I had taken a look at it in finance, I knew I couldn't bite my lip hard enough to prevent myself from saying anything, so I took a trip up to my office during the time you were hearing it to count my paper clips. But it sounds very strange to me that when you have a procedure, Administrative Procedural Act, and we have a department that did not follow it and then proceeded to get themselves into some trouble, come before us and say, well, we might be liable for legal suits and all sorts of things. Please exempt us from the very act that we had passed to protect them. And when I was up there counting my paper clips, I was actually astounded at the collective wisdom that came out yesterday on that piece of legislation. Today, I'm disappointed.
Further special orders are being done, Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move to ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment till 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned.